वंदेहं श्रीगुरु.
The following is a class in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 5th chapter, text number 18, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 22nd of June 1969 in New Brindavan, West Virginia.
Raghunathanitam Tvam Sajivam. So, our duty is, as indicated by Narad Muni, our only duty is how to achieve full Krishna consciousness. Other things, there is no need of trying. Actually, I have seen that in India, and everywhere in the same case, a person without any education, even illiterate, I have seen so many merchants, he cannot sign even his name. In Calcutta I have seen practically a Marwari merchant, he has deposited money in the bank, simply he can sign his own name with great difficulty. So he's canvassing, will you kindly write here. That means the check to be paid to the gentleman, he cannot write. He is asking somebody's help, you write the name of the person whom I can pay. And he will simply sign. If he writes something wrong, he will have to accept. If he writes his own name. So, that man is earning millions of dollars. You see? And I've seen also very educated medical man, England return, MRCP, I'm speaking from my practical experience. He goes to a hospital, big doctor, but I've seen in his house, he has not even a good utensil at home. He's so poor. In spite of so much education and highly qualified England return doctor. So the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam that Tallabhati dukkhavad annata sukham. You don't try for so-called economic development. You cannot have more than what you are destined to get. It is already settled. This living entity, you see, different grades of standard of living condition. So, they are according to the past karma, daivena, daivanetrena, karuna. So, you cannot change that. That nature's law you cannot change. Why you have got varieties of life, varieties of position, varieties of dinner? It is destined. Visaya khalu sarvatasya. Visaya, this material enjoyment means eating, sleeping, mating and defending. This only standard is different. I am eating and something, you are eating something. Maybe in my calculation you are eating not very good. In your calculation, I am not eating very good, but the eating is same. You are eating, I am eating. So in the material world, the standard of happiness, taking the basic principle, it is all the same. But we have created, this is good standard, that is bad standard, this is very nice, this is very bad. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Daitya Bhadra Bhadra Sakuli Sama. In the material world, this is good, this is bad. Actually, it is the same thing, as it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Sitosna sukha dukkhada. It is due to the skin that we are sometimes feeling warm and sometimes feeling cold. But the material nature is the same. Similarly, our feelings of happiness and distress is just like feeling the warmth and cold due to the skin, due to this body. Actually, there is no happiness in the material. Krishna says, Dukkhalam asasam. This place is full of misery. Full of misery. How you can make it happy? The Chaitanya Charitamrita also says that Dvaiti Vadra Bhadra Sakali Suman. In this material world, it is our mental creations. This is happiness, this is distress. Actually, it is all distress. After all, we have to die. After all, we have to finish this business. So what is happiness or distress? This Bhagavata also says that don't bother yourself to make yourself happy by working day and night hard without trying for Krishna consciousness. This is simply waste of time. There is no question of happiness in this material world. If you actually want to be happy, anandamaya bhyasa, if you want to be blessed in real happiness, that is Krishna consciousness. Tasyaiva heta prajati takovida nalabhate. So this chance we have got in this human form of life, I can execute the business of Krishna consciousness very nicely. In other form of life, I cannot do that. Even if I try, it is not possible. But the dog cannot, because it is not a human being. But we can, because we are. So why should we lose this chance?
Tasyaiva heta prajati. Navai jana jatu kathanchanat brajan mukundasi bi anna vad anga sangsiti smaran mukundangri upagrihan puna vihatam ichchenna rasagraho jana.
Krishna consciousness is so nice that he wants adopted. He will not degrade like ordinary man. And this is stated here clearly.
Nabai jana jatu kathanchana abrajet mukundo sevi arnavat.
Arnavat, others, as they have become a tool in the hands of material nature. A Krishna conscious person, because he has surrendered to Krishna, he is not under the jurisdiction of material nature. Māmivaja prapadyante māyamidaṁ tharanti. So, whole stress is being given that you take, you preach Krishna consciousness. If somewhere or other, the three verses are stressing that even if he falls down, there is no harm. Preach to take Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says like that, jāre dākho tāre kaha Krishna consciousness. Whomever you meet, you simply try to make him convinced or try to preach him the importance of Krishna consciousness. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Somewhere or other, if he takes to Krishna consciousness, then his life becomes successful.
Jaduktang jatra kava abhadra abhuda musya kinta upavada iti mukunda sevijana kadachit kathanchana kujanin katopi saṃsutik nābhrajet nāviset.
Siddhar Swami says, Mukunda Sevi. Mukunda, Krishna's another name is Mukunda. Muk means liberation, mukti. So, ananda. So, Krishna can give you liberation from this distressful, miserable condition of material existence and give you transcendental pleasure. Therefore, his another name is Mukunda. So, Mukunda Sevi. Sevi means one is engaged in the service of Mukunda, Krishna.
Siddhar Swami says that Mukunda Sevi va jana kadachit kathanchana kujanin gatopi saṃsitiṃ nābhrajet.
Mukunda Sevi, by chance, there is chance, just like Bharat Maharaj. He began Krishna consciousness, but by chance, he, at the time of death, he was too much affectionate with a deer cub, and he became a deer in the next life. Although it is degraded life, still he did not forget that for this reason I have become now deer. So he was very cautious. He was keeping company, just like here we have got dogs. They are keeping company with devotees. That is very nice. His dog life also becoming perfect. It may be
some pious man, somehow or other it has become dog. Now Krishna has given them the association of the devotees. He is eating prasadam, he is hearing, chanting, he is giving some service to the devotee, so they are not in vain. They are not in vain. They are acquiring. So, Mukunda Sevi, similarly, anyone who has taken to Krishna consciousness, even if he falls down, generally he does not, but even taking for accepted that he somehow or other he falls down, still he will not have to suffer like others. Just like here the animals, under the protection of the devotees, at least he has no fear of his life. No devotee will kill. Here the cows, the horse, the dog, they are assured of their life. They are not like ordinary dogs. They are not ordinary cows. Therefore it is said, Siddhartha Swami says, Mukunda Sevi, even if he is degraded, he is not degraded as ordinary man. He is not degraded as a Mukunda Sevi, na brajet, annavat kevala karmanishthavat iti vaidharma dishtya. Just like the other karmis, they are, according to their karma, they are given birth in a specific species of life. Their case, a devotee's case, is different. Kuta ittataha mukundangri va guhanam alinganam punasmaran vihatam nechit jatayang jana rasagraha rasena rasiyanana griyati. Just like we see sometimes, the other day, the boy, Jairam, he went away. Again he came. We have got experience that many boys, they go away, but they cannot find out, just like I received many letters from Jai Govinda when he was in India, that he's missing the company of devotee God brothers. He's missing. So there is a feeling. Anyone who has associated with Krishna consciousness, the association, he cannot forget. Rasagrahajan, here he said it. The smaran mukundangri pagrinan puna bihatum ichen na. Bihatum meant to give up. He may fall down by Maya's influence for time being, but he cannot give it up. This is the sign. Just like the example is given, hot sugar juice. It is very nice. Because it is hot, one needs the feeling uncomfortable to take it, but because it is sweet, it cannot give up. Hot sugar juice. Similarly, this Krishna consciousness is so nice that if somebody becomes attracted by some kind of Maya's influence, still he does not like to give up this Krishna consciousness like others. And this is the specific qualification of a Krishna conscious person. Smaran mukundangri upagrinang puna, one who has chanted Hare Krishna, he cannot give it up. He has to come again. This life or next life, Krishna will not leave him. Krishna wants surrender sincerely. Krishna, I am yours. Krishna will never leave him. He will protect you. But if he had become little stronger, then there is no question of falling down. Rasagga rasena rasiyana griyate vasikriyate. Krishna vasikriyate. Vasikriyate means hypnotize. It is so nice that one becomes hypnotized. Otherwise, why the boys are working so hard? They are all qualified. They can earn money outside. In your country, a sufficient money is paid for work, but they are hypnotized here. So, Krishna is so nice, yes. He is all attractive. He hypnotizes his devotee. In spite of, just like the Pandavas. The Pandavas, they were Krishna's friend. Arjuna was friend, all the brothers. Arjuna was very intimate friend. But other brothers, four brothers, they are also Krishna's friend. And Kunti, the Pandavas' mother, she happened to be the aunt of Krishna. So they were well established in relation with Krishna. But as a result, they were banished for 12 years. They lost the game, So they are punished. And their wife, Draupadi, was insulted. They could not insult her, but they tried to insult her. They tried to make her naked in the assembly. And they lost their kingdom, and they were banished for 12 years. So Narad met Krishna, his devotee. He could speak Krishna with little criticism. My dear sir, Krishna, by becoming your devotee, the Pandavas are very happy. They have lost their kingdom, their wife is insulted, and now they are banished for 12 years. So, it is a very good thing. But the wonderful thing I see, that in spite of all these inconveniences, they have increased their love for him. So, Narada is astonished. What kind of hypnotism you do, I do not know. In spite of being placed in so much inconveniences, their love for you has increased. That is the position of Mandava. This is Krishna consciousness. Tattenu kampa susamikshamana. The devotee, pure devotee, if they are put into difficulty, they take it, oh, it is Krishna's grace. It is Krishna's grace. Tattenu kampa susumikshamana bhunyana evatma kritam vipakam. They take it in this way. Krishna, I was to suffer 100 times more than this due to my bad activities in my past life. But you are giving me a little out of it. So it is your grace. Narayana para sarvena kutasana vibhati. One who has become Narayana para, Krishna conscious, is never afraid of any condition of life. Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says, jasmin sthite na dukhena vichalati. If one is situated in Krishna consciousness, then he is never disturbed. Guru nāpi dukhena. If he is put in the severest type of difficulty, he is never. Just see the Pandavas. That is the effect of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Narada is trying to convince Vyasadeva that you preach Krishna consciousness. Whatever you have so far written books, they are useless. Now you write something by reading which one will become immediately Krishna conscious. Shadhya Ridhi Aburiddhati. In the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that Srimad Bhagavatam is so nice that simply by reading, immediately one can capture the Supreme Lord within his heart. Shraddha ridhi avaruddhate susubhi tatkhanat. Tatkhanat means immediately. Provided if he is little willing. That's all. Susubhi. That is the word. So our whole program is that Krishna is very kind. Always kind upon us. But we have to become little willing to take Krishna's favor. That is what is the example my Guru Maharaj used to give. A very nice example, I remember. Just like here is a well. Somebody has fallen down. He is crying, please get me up, get me up, get me up. Now if somebody drops a tight, strong rope and asks him, all right, you catch this rope tightly, I'll get you up. And if he says, no, that I cannot, then how he'll be saved? That much endeavor he must have to catch the rope. Then he will be lifted immediately. Sarvadan man parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. So we have to do that. Simply to surrender unto. Then everything is there. That is the only. Because now the rope is there. Now you have to catch. Now if you don't use your independence to catch it, then how can we expect to be lifted? That much you have to do. Because you have got, you are living. You are not a dead stone. You have got the independence. Therefore you have to capture Krishna. And Krishna will do everything. Then Krishna will do everything. Simply you have to capture that. Krishna, from this day I am yours. Whatever you like, you do. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, మానస దేహ గృహ జోకిచ్చు మోర అర్పిణు తుగాపదే నంద కిశోర. కృష్ణ అనదర్ నేమ్ ఇస్ నంద కిశోర్. కృష్ణ హ్యాస్ థౌజండ్స్ అండ్ థౌజండ్స్ ఆఫ్ నేమ్స్ బట్ దిస్ వర్డ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ ది ఒరిజినల్ నేమ్, ది ఎగ్జాక్ట్ నేమ్. ఆల్ అట్రాక్ట్ నంద కిశోర. నంద కిశోర్ మీన్స్ ది యంగ్ బాయ్ ఆఫ్ మహారాజ్ నంద. నంద భక్తినాథ్ ఠాకూర్ అడ్రెసింగ్ my dear Nanda Kishore, young boy, young child, or young son of Nanda Maharaj, manasa dehaga, my mind, my body, my family, manasa dehaga, jo kichu, whatever I think, this is mine. Because we are conditioned soul, mine and I and mine, this is our disease. So whatever I am thinking, it is mine. First of all, this body is mine. Or the home, the family, that is mine. So, manasa deha gyo jyoga, whatever I have got in my position, now I am surrendering to you. Ot pinutu apade nanda kishara. This is surrender. So I am giving one to you. My family, my home, my body, my mind, everything. Ot pinutu apade nanda. Now whatever you like to do. That is a very nice song. So we have to do that. Then Krishna will take care. That's all. The same example. You will simply have to capture the rope. Then he will be lifted immediately. Here it is said that a Krishna conscious person, even if he is fallen down, he is not so degraded. Siddhar Swami here quotes a verse from Bhagavad Gita. It is nice. జతసేత తో భూయ సంసిద్ధ కురు నందన పుడ్భ్యాసేన తేనైవ హ్రియతే జబసోపి సా. జస్ట్ లైక్ సో మెనీ బాయ్స్ అండ్ గర్ల్స్ కమ్ టు అవర్ అసోసియేషన్ జస్ట్ లైక్ సంబడి ఫోర్సింగ్ హిమ్ ఫోర్సింగ్ హిమ్ యూ జస్ట్ రిమైన్ ఇన్ దిస్ అసోసియేషన్ దట్ ఈస్ కృష్ణాస్ గ్రేస్ దట్ మీన్స్ ఇన్ ద పాస్ట్ లైఫ్ దే హ్యాడ్ బీన్ Krishna conscious. Somehow or other it was not fulfilled. Now again the chance is being given. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. That jatati sa tato bhuya sangsiddhau. The percentage up to which he finished in his last birth, that is not lost, that is there. 50% or 40%, 30%, whatever one executed in the last birth. Now, next, this birth, unwillingly, or by force, by Krishna's force, he will have to accept. Again, Krishna consciousness. Just like Billamangal Thakur. I think I have several times spoken about Billamangal Thakur. So Billamangal Thakur, he raised himself in his previous life to the Bhava Bhakti. Bhava Bhakti means always feeling for Krishna. That is the prior stage of loving Krishna, bhava-bhakti. So he, in his previous life, he was raised, but somehow or other he fell down. But it is assured, suchinang simatange he yoga bhrasya sanjayate, even such Krishna conscious person falls down, he is given chance to take birth in nice Brahmin family or suchi, pure family and rich family. So Billamangal Thakur was a very rich man. He was born in a very rich Brahmin family. And he was addicted to prostitute. By some or other, he had some inclination like that. So he could not finish Krishna consciousness. He had fallen down. But at an opportune moment, he got again the Krishna consciousness. How is that? The incident is that he was performing the sadha ceremony of his father, but he had a girlfriend, prostitute, he wanted to go there very quickly, so somehow or other he finished and he wanted to go there, but on the road he found that it was very heavily raining and he had to cross the river, so he did everything. He thought that Billamangal is not coming today, it is very so much raining. So when she saw that Billamangal is at the door, she was astonished. She said, Billamangal, how did you come here? in this raining, torrents of raining, he disclosed everything, that how he cast one dead body in the river, and then he crossed the river, then he jumped over the wall. So she was astonished, and she simply said, oh, this much affection if you would have with Krishna, how would have been, your life would have been nice. Immediately it was, oh, Krishna immediately left everything. Immediately left everything and went to Vrindavan. So Krishna is so nice. Just at the right point, jatati cha tato. Here is Bhagavad Gita. Jatati cha tato bhya saṃsiddhu kṛṇa. Subhabhyāsena. He was accustomed. Immediately remained. Immediately. So these are the facilities for Krishna consciousness, and this is the only business one should take. These all other things simply waste of time. That is the instruction of Narada. Narada is the spiritual master of the whole Vaishnava sect. So he is giving the right direction. That don't try for anything else. Don't think that you'll be happy this way or that way. Never. So example is given here that tallabhati dukkhava. Nobody expects a calamity or distress, but sometimes calamity overcomes us. Similarly, you should not try for any artificial happiness. Whatever Krishna gives you, be satisfied. That was the basic principle of Vedic civilization. Nobody was trying to make any artificial economic development, no. The whole history of India is like that. They were satisfied, all right. Even now, the mass of people, in 1942, there was famine, people were dying. Still, they were saying, all right, Krishna has given us, God has given us. That was the mentality. So, our main business is how to improve Krishna consciousness. We should not divert our attention in any other material condition of improvement. That is actually not improvement, it is simply illusion that I am making improvement. What improvement? Suppose you are earning now, say, $500 per month. If you earn, say, $5 million, will you eat more than 4 chapatis? You'll eat the same 4 chapatis. And you'll occupy the same 6-foot bed. You may acquire the whole property of West Virginia. But you'll have to lie down on 6 feet. That's all. And you'll have to eat 4 chapatis. So this is mine. This is mine. I'm improving. What you are improving? You'll not be taller, you'll not be great eater, nothing of the sort. Whatever you have already, you'll have. So the same thing. You see? So, tadeva bhagavan lila pradhanena anubannaya ittuktam tatra bhagavan ka chatasya lila iti apekkhama idam bhagavan eva satu asmat itaraha. So Narad Muni says, you just try to describe the glories of Krishna. And what is that? The question may be, then how shall I glorify him? He says, idam tu viṣṇang bhagavān vetara. You study everything and dovetail with Krishna. Idam, this world, this cosmic manifestation. Idam jagat, jagat means this cosmic manifestation. Idam, this, bhagavān, it is Krishna. That means try to preach or try to teach the people in general that everything belongs to Krishna, everything is manifestation of Krishna's energy. But not impersonalist. If the impersonalist view is that if everything is Krishna, that is their material way of thinking. Just like if you take a big paper and cut into pieces, and the pieces are distributed, strewn over, then the original paper is lost. So their theory is, if Krishna is everything, Krishna has expanded in this world, in cosmic manifestation, then Krishna has no form, separate form. That is their theory. But the Vedic injunction is, no, it is not like that. Purnasya purnamadaya purnamaiva avasishyate. Krishna is so full that even Krishna expands million times, he still is the same thing, Krishna. That is Krishna. Krishna is person. Even he expands Krishna in many ways. Parasa sakti vividaiva sriyate. This is the fine philosophy one has to understand. How Krishna, in spite of his being a person, his person without any doubt, he has expanded in so many universes, so many manifestations. Yes. So I was, well, this morning I was working, I was talking with Devananda, how Krishna expands. It's a common sense affair, just like a small seed in a fruit. That seed, you sow, it becomes a big tree, and from that big tree, again, millions of fruits come out, and again, from that each fruit, there are millions of trees. We can see the potencies. Even in our material existence, we see so much potencies in everything. Why not Krishna's potencies? We see the sun sign, the potency of the sun. The sun sign is spread all over and everything is existing on the sun sign. Even the sun sign has got the so much potency that we can experience. And how much potential is Krishna, who is the creator of the sun also? Yachakshuresa savita sakala grahana raja samasta sudamutti asi satija. So, we have to study like that. Everything is Krishna's expansion. Just like the fire. Fire is situated in one place. But here, just like here is a fireplace. But if there is fire, the heat will be experienced upstairs and here and on the other side. Similarly, Krishna, although his person is situated, Goloka eva nivasati, he is enjoying that in Goloka Vrindavan. By his energy, he is expanded. This is simple truth. Any man with common sense, he can experience. So Vyasadeva is teaching Narada Muni, idam visham bhagavan isharat prapancha na pritha. This world is not different from Krishna. Na pritha. Pritha means different. The world is not different. But that doesn't mean Krishna has lost his personality. This is the difference between Mahabharata philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy. But Mahabharata philosophy is, if the whole cosmic creation is God, then where is God? Again, separately. That is their poor fund of knowledge. That is God, who expanding himself in so many ways, still he remains as he is. That is God. Otherwise, how is God? It is a material thing. He, by expanding, he loses his identity, then it is material. In the material sense that we experience, the same example, you take one big paper and cut into pieces and throw it, the original paper is lost. That is material. But, and the Isopanishad, we hear, the purnasya purnamada purnamidam purnamada purna purnam udachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasisyate. Just like when Krishna was sporting on this earth as cowherd's boy, Brahma became doubtful. How is that? Krishna has become a cowherd's boy here. So he wanted to test whether he is Krishna. He sifted all the cows and cowherd's boys from the pasturing ground, and again he saw that millions times the same cows and cowherd's boys are present there. So that is Krishna. He can expand. Abhriyatya, Bhinganatya. Brahma means he can expand unlimitedly. And he can sink also to the minute. Just like we are, very minute. We are also part and parcel. and his cosmic manifestation is also part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore he is called Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. So, in this way we have to study to become Krishna conscious. Everything is there, simply we have to become little serious. Then we can understand what is this world, what is Krishna, what we are, how they have expanded, how this world is created, everything, all answers are there. It is not a sentiment that we are accepting something by sentiment. All reasons, all philosophy, arguments are there. We shall discuss. Bye-bye. Thank you.